Stand in reverence, if you would, to God's Word, if you're able. If you're not able, that's fine. Isaiah chapter 40. Let's start reading in verse number 28. The Bible said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You can be seated. Pray with us for a moment, would you? Father, I want to thank You tonight, or this morning, Lord, for the message, Lord, You put in our heart. Thank You for the people that have gathered. I pray, God, You'll make the message a blessing in their ears. And Lord, I pray that in our hearts, God, You would speak to us. Lord, we sure do thank You for loving us. Lord, I'm glad that You don't get weary. I'm glad, our Father, that sometimes we may feel like, Lord, we're troubling You when we call on You. But Lord, You're never weary. You always understand. And I pray, dear Father, today that You'll just help us now. There may be somebody here today that's not yet trusted Jesus as their Savior. Lord, I thank You for these that have recently come to know You. God, You're stirring. I pray You'll continue to stir in hearts and lives. And I pray, Lord, that those that are not saved would come to know You. Lord, to whom to know, Lord, is life eternal and life abundantly. Lord, we love You. Thank You for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to speak on this subject for just a little while today, wisdom for the weary. Wisdom for the weary. I'm going to ask a personal question this morning. Is anybody tired this morning? Is anybody tired on Wednesday night when you come into prayer meeting? I believe that's one of the reasons God blesses prayer meeting the way He does. Amen. People are just struggling to put one foot in front of the other, and they come on. But you know, the Bible gives us some instruction when we get weary, when we get tired. And I believe that instruction is good for us and good medicine for us. I want to give you just five things this morning that the Lord spoke to my heart about. The first thing is we need to look for the Lord and look to the Lord to help us. That's what the Bible's saying right here. There's one in heaven, amen, that's never gotten weary. And He's not tired of hearing from us, amen. Lord, we need Your help. The Bible said, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator's of the end of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint." And I'll tell you tonight, or this morning, beloved, when we get tired, we need God's power. We need God's touch. We need wisdom to seek out the Lord, amen, and not to be looking in all the wrong places, but to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Word of God said, "Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross." We start comparing those things, beloved, that's going on in our lives, the pains and the things that we struggle with, to what Jesus did for us at Calvary, and it begins to pale in comparison. Amen. And the Bible said here, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary." I don't know about you, but I don't always feel like running. Amen. I don't always, Brother Chris, feel like walking. I don't always feel like crawling. Sometimes I feel like just going to bed. Say amen. And I believe with all of my heart, beloved, that God wants us to look to Him. We need wisdom when we get weary, when we get tired. And beloved, I believe it's all right to get tired in the work, but don't ever get tired of the work. Amen. The work of God. The Bible said to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. That song, I believe, Brother Dale, y'all sang a while ago. Old Slewfoot, he'll whisper. He'll say, "You're wasting your time." And he'll tell you that it's your labor's in vain. But you need to remember something. He's a liar. and the father of a lie. Amen. That's why we need to look to the Lord, beloved, when we get weary. And then we need to remember something. Turn with me to Psalms chapter number 27 for just a moment. I want to show you something. Not only, beloved, do we need to look to the Lord to help us when we're weary, but we need to remember the Lord that He's already helped us in days gone by. Let me show you what I mean. The Bible said, you remember the word weighed in the book of Isaiah. This is what David said in Psalms chapter 27. In verse number 13, he said, I had fainted. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So not only do we need to look to the Lord to help us, but beloved, listen, when we're weary, we need to look back in our lives and remember the times that He's already helped us. Amen. I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the Lord, beloved, you can speak for yourself, but I can say this, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for the strength and the joy of the Lord that gives us strength in our weariness, amen, and when we get tired, amen, I believe some of the, decisions that we make in life. I remember years ago a man making a statement, and I never have forgotten it. He said, don't make important decisions with a broken decision maker. I'm telling you, beloved, sometimes our heart's broken and we're weary and we're tired, and that's not the time to make those important decisions. We need to look to the Lord, but then we need to look back. Oh, I'll tell you, I look back and I just want to shout, amen. I've been listening in places where I thought I just can't go on, but God gave me strength. Amen. And God helped me. Amen. Brother Ron, I've been to Sunday school and laid down on the pew and listened to the Sunday school lesson before because I couldn't sit up. I've sat in a chair and preached when I couldn't stand up. Amen. I'm just telling you, there's a God in heaven that'll give us strength. Amen. In the lowest valley that we get in. Beloved, I watch our people sit with their loved ones in the hospital, and I tell you, where you at? Say amen. But I believe with all of my heart, if we'll look to Him and we'll look back, we'll say, hey, He didn't fail me back yonder, and He ain't going to fail me out here. Amen. He's going to go with me all the way, even to the end of the world. David said, listen. He said, listen, the Lord's my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? David gets down to the end of the chapter, and he said, I'd fainted. He said, I got tired in the battle. Amen. You can only imagine how tired David got. He was a man after God's own heart. He got tired of fighting Saul. He got tired of fighting the enemy. Amen. But I tell you what, he realized there was a whole lot on the line. Let me say something, youngins. Oh, listen, we had two wagon loads of youngins yesterday. There's a lot on the line. We can't quit. We can't lay down. Amen. We must go on. Amen, Brother Chris. We got to seek God for wisdom. Amen. When we get tired, just go on and serve the Lord. Amen. And then I want to give you this. Number three, we need to look to the Lord to help us. And we need to look to the Lord for what He's already done to help us. Amen. Peter said, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, he said, I think in meat, that word means necessary to stir you up by way of remembrance. Amen. You know what the devil wants us to do? He wants us to forget what God's done. Amen. I was telling Jensen this morning, I'd give anything if I'd have got saved when I was 15 years old. There's a lot of scars I'm carrying that I wouldn't be carrying. Amen. If I'd have said yes to the Lamb of God when I was 15 years old. And I thank God, amen, that He's still saving to the uttermost those who will come unto God by Him. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. This helped me. It might not help you, but it helped me when God showed me this. I want you to see this here. Here's a man by the name of the Apostle Paul. I know you've heard of him, and many have studied after him. Look what the Bible said here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. The Bible said here, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I speak as a fool. I am more. This is verse 23. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths all. Of the Jews, 5 times received thy 40 stripes, save one. Oh yes, when you get tired, beloved, you need to look at a man like this. Amen. He said, 3 times, thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. When I read this, I wonder what the TV evangelists do with it. Oh, if you love God and you serve God, you're going to drive the finest. You're going to live in the finest. You're not going to have any trouble. You're always going to be healthy. I'm going to tell you something right now. Somebody needs to read these verses to that outfit. There's not a man in shoe leather that loved God any more than the Apostle Paul did. Amen. Watch this now. He said here, in weariness. Did you see that? Here's what I wrote down. Remember, good men get weary too. Amen. I don't know if there's a better man, listen, outside of the God man, the Lord Jesus Christ, than the Apostle Paul. But he said, listen, I want you to know, I was in weariness. I got tired. I was in painfulness. Watch what he said here. In watchings often, in hunger and thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness. When I remember these things, beloved, you get tired and you get weary. Listen, the old devil will jump up on you and say, well, if you're doing what you're supposed to, you wouldn't get tired. Amen. I'll tell you what, I mean, please, Paul was doing what he was supposed to, and he was doing it well. Amen. And yet the weariness set in on him, and the painfulness set in on him. And beloved, I'm glad, listen, he got tired in the work, but he didn't get tired of the work. That's why when he comes down to 2 Timothy, he can say, listen, he can say, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Glory to God, I want to go across the finish line fighting. I want to go across the finish line in faith. I don't want to go across the finish line doing nothing for my Lord that done everything for me. Amen. What a blessing it is to serve Him and to realize that good men, they get weary too. Amen. I'll never forget when I first read this, that Charles Haddon Spurgeon, they called him the Prince of Preachers. You know what he battled? He battled depression. I believe it'd be easier to battle back pain than it would depression. He battled depression. You say, Pastor, I don't understand. I don't either. I'm just telling you, beloved, none of us knows what another one of us are going through. Are you listening to me? But listen, he didn't battle it and lay down. He battled through it, Brother Chris. He just went on. Amen. And served God. And now he's in the presence of God. Glad that he didn't quit. Glad that he didn't faint. Glad that he looked to the Lord for wisdom to get him through it. Amen. And so here we go. Number 4. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part right here. Turn to John chapter 4. Turn to John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4. And the Lord, I had no sooner prayed, He began to put these things in my heart. Look to the Lord to help you. Remember the Lord that's already helped you. And then remember that good men, they get weary too. Yes, amen. Yes, and then watch this in John chapter number 4. Let's just start reading here. In verse 1, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. I love that verse, don't you? I'm telling you, the Jews were famous for going around Samaria. But Jesus said, I got to go through. You say, Pastor, why did he say that? Because I believe he knew there was business that needed to be taken care of in Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore being, what's the next word? Wearied. with his journey, he sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? You better believe it, honey. Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. Jesus saith unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, boy, don't you like this? Give me this water. Jensen, you didn't remind, you didn't know this this week, but when you came to Jesus, what you saying, sir? Give me some of this water. Amen. I tell you, I used to tell them in prison when I got saved, I didn't quit drinking. Amen, Brother Vince. They'd look at me like a calf looking at a new gate. But I told them this, I did change fountains. Glory to God, I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I. My soul they satisfy. Amen. Drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply. You say, Pastor, what about wisdom for the weary? Let me give you this. Look for someone else to help. When you get so weary you can't put one foot in front of the other, just realize God's got you there for a reason. And there's somebody else that needs a little help along the way. If we'll just go on for God, amen, and serve the Lord, there's somebody else that needs a little help. This woman, he said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, yeah, I know. You've had five, and the one you got's not your husband. Amen. You're shacking up with the one you got. Amen. And I tell you, she went back to town. Glory to God. Jesus sat there on the well. He was weary on his journey, but he was looking for somebody else to help. Amen. And while the disciples were looking for meat, Jesus was looking for a soul to help. Amen. Along the way. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you get tired and you get weary, sometimes you quit looking. You just think you're the only one needing help. But honey, I promise you, as long as we're in this world, we're going to encounter others that need help. That, you know, Brother Jason, I'm putting in a plug for visitation right here. Can I confess something, brother? I've been to visitation since it's hard. Amen. But I'm glad to come. Amen. I've come and knocked on doors and went and made visits. It's a tart I didn't feel like going. But I tell you, I've never one time went home and said, boy, I wish I'd have just stayed home. I'm telling you, God's good, youngins. Amen. And if you'll just, when you get tired and you get weary, if you'll just look for someone else to help. This woman went back to town. I believe she had a reputation. Amen. And she started hollering something like this. She'd never had a soul winning class, never been to Sunday school. I reckon never even had one preaching sermon delivered to her. But she said, come see a man that told me all things ever that I'd done. It's not this the Christ. You say, Pastor, surely you don't believe that Jesus told her all things. No, here's what I do believe. Jesus told her enough that she knew, that he knew everything about her. Can I tell you, if you're sitting in this congregation today, there's not one thing you can hide from God. Oh, beloved, if you're lost without God, he knows everything about you. Let me tell you something more amazing than that. He still loves you. He knew all about me, and he still loved me. When we're weary, we need to be looking for somebody else to help. You want to know why a lot of God's people don't have any joy about it? Let me tell you why. It's all about them. Joy is spelled J-O-Y, Jesus first. And then others. And then if there's anything left over, it's for you. Most of God's people today, they try to spell joy and it comes out Yaj. It's you. And then your family and others. And if there's anything left over, then we'll give it to Jesus. I'm telling you, my God is worthy of more than leftovers in our lives. He's worthy of more than that. God wants you to have joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. We need to look for someone else to help. Let me give you this. Turn to Judges real quick. This kind of goes along with this point. Judges chapter number 8, verse number 4. This is the story of a wonderful man by the name of Gideon. God's used Gideon in a great way to defeat the Midianites. And they done it in a very unusual way. So they started out with 30,000, ended up with 300. And they didn't even have a gun. They didn't even have a sword. They didn't even have a knife. You say, well, how in the world did they win? Well, humanly speaking, God said, I want you to put a lamp down inside of a pitcher. And when I tell you, I want you to break it, and the light's going to break out. Amen. Humanly speaking. But listen, if you understand anything about the Bible, the battle's the Lord's. Say amen. The Midianites didn't have a chance. Not because of a man named Gideon. Because of a man named Jesus. Amen. The one that was going to defeat them. But watch this now. In verse number 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him. Notice this phrase. Faint. I looked that word faint up right there. You know what it means? It means weary. It means exhausted. These men were exhausted, faint, yet pursuing. Glory to God. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, listen, they didn't feel like crossing the river. They didn't feel like going after the enemy. And they were faint. They were exhausted. They were weary. Yet they kept pursuing and doing what God wanted them to do. We need to pursue the Savior. Pursue the Scripture. We need to pursue souls. And we need to pursue the service of the Lord in our life. Amen. Even though we're faint, we need to pursue. Amen. Go right on and do what God wants us to do. Then in closing today, I'll give you this. Four things so far. We need to look to the Lord to help us when we need wisdom, when we're weary. We need to remember the Lord that's already helped us. We need to remember that good men get weary too. Then we need to look for someone else to help along life's way when we're weary. And then watch this. We need to remember the promise of God to the weary. Watch this. Look at Galatians chapter number 6 with me for a moment. Let me start reading in verse number 7. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Look at verse 9. This is a promise from God. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'll tell you, there's going to be times you get tired in the family, times you get tired on the job, times you get tired in serving the Lord, weary. But God has made a promise. In due season, you'll reap. Just don't faint. Don't give up, amen. Don't give in. Just keep on going for the glory of God. I'll say this in wisdom for the weary. There is one more thing that I just tacking on the end of this. We need to remember that rest is needed. The Word of God said that God rested on the seventh day. And He wanted us to set aside a day to rest. I don't know if any of y'all have ever figured it out, but Sunday is not the day of rest for the pastor. When I go home on Sunday night, my wife will tell you, I don't know if exhausted would touch. Amen. But I'm not here for pity. I'm just here to tell you, beloved, listen. I'm not one of these preachers that quits every Monday morning. I've heard preachers say, I resign every Monday morning. God help if you've got to resign every Monday morning. Amen. I'm not one that quits every Monday morning. I can't remember the last Monday morning I even felt like quitting. But I do want you to know this, beloved. When we get wearied, we need to remember the promise of God. You'll reap if you faint not. That's a condition put on it. Amen. There's a lot of people give up. Don't give up. Jesus is worthy. He went all the way to the cross. Let's go all the way for Him. Amen. Let's not give up. Let's not give in. Give in to the world. Give in to the flesh. Let's not do that. Amen. Let's serve the Lord and serve Him with gladness. And then I'm reminded of something the book of Hebrews said. And I'm excited about this. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. Beloved, I love the song that says, we'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. And then we'll be going home. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God. That'd be a good time, Brother Randall, to talk about your daddy a minute. He could have started resting years before, couldn't he? He told you, Mommy, I just want to serve the Lord as long as I can. I want to repeat that. I want to serve the Lord as long as I can. Is anybody here this morning can say, I want to serve the Lord as long as I can? Amen. Weary, yet pursuing. Are you after souls? Are you in your Bible? Are you getting after the Scripture? Is your heart after the Savior? David, the man after God's own heart. What are you after today? Are you after the things of this world that are going to burn up one day? Or are you after the things of God? You know, Pastor may not know, but you know. And God knows. God knows what it takes to motivate you. Amen. I was watching a ball game the other evening, and this guy, I think I'm saying his name right, his name's Otani, he come from Japan. The man is amazing. He pitched, and I think he had 9, 10, 11 strikeouts. He hit 3 home runs in one game. They got a roof in right field, and I don't even know how he hit the pitch. It was inside and low. But he hit it, and it went over the roof in right field. The people were standing there looking like this, and then they turn around and look like it, see where the ball went. Amen. You say, Pastor, what's that got to do with anything? What if God's people were as excited about the service of the Lord as they are the World Series, as they are a Tennessee game? Oh, my, struck a nerve right there, didn't I? Amen. Oh, we're right down there at the goal line ready to score. Oh, somebody's going to score, but it ain't us. You see, everybody that laughed knows what I'm talking about. Amen. You might have got the devil back from Georgia on that one, brother. Amen. Well, you think about people being married, and one of them a Georgia fan, one of them a Tennessee fan, and they're still married. Amen. One of them needs to get right. I'll let y'all decide which one. I love them both. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you today for the privilege to be here. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I pray today that individual that doesn't know you, Lord, I pray, God, today you'd speak to their heart. Help them, God, to understand, Lord, how precious it is that a holy God would love unholy people. I pray, God, today for your people, Lord, that are weary. God, that you would give us strength. You'd help us to wait on the Lord. You'd give us wisdom, our Father. as we go forward for your glory. Lord, we love you. We thank you for loving us. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.